very good morning and welcome to your weekly appointment with Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute. He's here to take your calls this morning on issues you may be facing in your relationships, problems with a partner, a friend or in the workplace or with your children. Are you suffering from anxiety or depression? Well, Dr. Raymond's here to offer his guidance and advice. The text number is 4001 or you can join us on Facebook, Dubai Eye 103.8, or you can tweet at Suzanne Radford. Now, do you suffer from stress? Have you ever suffered from stress? What are the symptoms? What are the triggers? Have you been so bad that you've had to take time off work? Well, the UK's Guardian ran a poll asking the same question. Have you ever taken time off work due to stress? And the startling figure came back, reporting 57.9% of all the people taking part in the poll. They said yes. So what happens if we don't pay attention to our physical and mental health, if we are stressed and we don't pay attention to it? Dr. Raymond Hamdan, welcome back. It's a pleasure, as always, to have you by my side.
Well, thank you very much for having me back. It's great to be back in this wonderful place.
Happy travels.
Yeah, I went to the United States for a couple of conferences and got to have some personal time as well. That's always refreshing. Got to see snow. And slippy slide a little bit also. But it was quite nice to be back. Ended up staying a little bit longer than I needed to. But it's always good to be able to travel. Today's time is so easy to get in. Even though people think that travel is stressful, and actually for me it isn't. It's like sitting in your living room. It's just you're going to be sitting there for about 15 hours if you're on a direct flight. And if you find enough things to do and have enough things to work on while you're traveling, and there's room enough to move around, I don't find that very stressful. So I'm a pretty good traveler. As a matter of fact, I sleep very well on airplanes. Sometimes I fall asleep before takeoff and just wake up wondering if we've even taken off yet.
Yeah, the things that make you feel stress. I think we use this term very freely, stress. I'm stressed, I'm stressed out. But are we really? What is stress and what are the things that trigger that feeling of anxiety? It might be taking a long-haul flight or any kind of travel, just getting organized. It's a change in routine. So on top of what you normally do, the responsibilities that you have, you've also got to book and get ready to make an overseas trip. Or it could be in the workplace. So what is stress? How do we define the term stress?
Simplified, stress is when there is direct strain on the organism, that's the human body, that affects us psychologically and physically. So in this, what we find is that the stress factor is also going to be recoverable, but it's directly correlated with the way that you perceive the stress in the first place. So your perception of that stressful situation will determine the way that you're going to recover from it, your coping strategies. We also know that part of stress is the way that we're actually feeling during that particular time of our cycle. Where women have 28-day cycles, men have 33-day cycles, there are certain times that 100 stressful situations mean absolutely nothing. It's just part of everyday life. And there's other times that just one small stressful situation can cause you to be totally flustered, maybe even explode, or you want to avoid every situation and you just kind of bow out of life for about 48 hours. So it depends on the individual. The same thing can happen to two people, and the two people may behave in completely different ways in its reaction. And the reaction to that. And it manifests itself in different ways, depending on age and also on the situation. So when we look at the diathesis model for stress, we're looking that the situation can actually have a great impact on the stress itself and the way we perceive that stress and how we as individuals are interpreting that stressful situation. Is it short term or is it long term? So stress will affect us physically, not just psychologically. And frankly, you can't deal with one and not the other. So we don't separate the brain from the body. And therefore, in modern psychology, we're actually going back to using the term mind-body relationship. But the interesting thing about stress, it does also lower the immune system. So we find that when people are greatly stressed, sometimes a simple virus that looks like it should be just a cold that goes away in 72 hours may actually stay for a couple of weeks or even longer. We see this also with the aging population, and a very big stressor for the aging population is the loss of a spouse. And what we see then is something like a simple cold could last for 6 months with an elderly person who's just lost their partner in life. So stress actually has to do with many factors. We can't just look at it as an isolated figure. We need to also look at it holistically, and the person that we're dealing with, look at that holistically too.
Well, a text message here: I've been feeling very sleepy and started sleeping for about 10 hours. Is this due to stress, and what would be the recovery plan?
I'm not sure that we can say it's only due to stress. It could very well be. Also, sleep is a good way to avoid stresses in life, if that be the case. But before making that determination that your sleepiness and your more sleep than usual schedule is due to stress, you certainly want to look at some things that might be going on physiologically. There could be various kinds of viruses, bacteria, things that are happening in your body that is causing your body some exhaustion. There could also be various kinds of elements in the body that require to sleep more. So medical examinations are very important depending on your age. But if we're going to focus on stress, assuming that we've ruled out the medical symptoms, yes, stress can cause people to avoid a situation by sleeping. So that hypersleep or that hyperinsomnia is going to be able to help people deal with it. So in other words, what we see is people will either not sleep at all, which is the hyperinsomnia, or they'll hypersleep, which means that what they're doing is they're actually oversleeping to avoid situations. In either way, that needs to be addressed. It's usually symptomatic rather than a diagnosis itself. What we also see with stress, it can relate to medical problems. When sleep is the victim of that stress, 60% of medical problems can actually result from the stress because it resulted in insomnia. So insomnia is actually responsible for about 60% of medical problems. We see that there's reflex time is less, mistakes are made, we see more car accidents with people who are under stress. We see it also, particularly when the stress is due to anger issues. As a matter of fact, one of the things that people need to be aware of is they shouldn't be driving when angry. So maybe that zero tolerance that we think is just related to a substance maybe needed to be related to anger as well. Because what we find is people can be blinded by their own stress. They can be blinded by the things that they think about. So while driving, their foot gets heavier on the gasoline pedal. They may not be seeing the things that they're looking at. And what that means is you might have your eyes on a car in front of you, but you might not see them stop because you're in an anger mode. And that can be quite blinding. Now, not everybody is victimized that way. Not everybody reacts in that same way. However, what we have realized through the research and the literature indicates this, is that when people are stressed, it can be causing a lot of problems for that individual when they're driving, when they're at work, in their relationships. Now, let's look at some of the average day-to-day kinds of situations. You're getting ready to go to the office. You have a speech to make before the board of directors. That's a stressful situation, and it manifests itself usually with some kind of anxiety. Now, that anxiety will also look like a phobia at times, particularly if a person goes blank right before they go before a board of directors where they're going to make a presentation. When we look at this as a stress situation, we're also looking not only at the anxiety, but depression that comes along with it. So sometimes stress is a combination of anxiety and depression. Depression doesn't mean feeling sad and lethargic and apathetic. It actually can mean that a person feels a certain loss, a loss of self, a loss of confidence, that self-esteem may be gone. So here we go, looking at stress in various kinds of angles, which is what you mentioned earlier. We use the term quite loosely. So we do investigate the way people think, feel, behave, what's going on with the body, and in the environment, what is happening, before we can terribly understand stress in its full value, because it does vary from individual to individual. Not everybody experiences it in the same way.
Yes. Are you somebody that suffers from stress? Do you think you're quite a stressy person? Do you manage it? Do you know how to manage it? What works for you? Let us know on 4001. And if you're looking for advice on any issue you may be facing today of an emotional, personal nature, then Dr. Raymond's here to take your questions.